الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله مولانا. This ayat kareema was revealed on the plains of Arafat at the time when Islam was completed. Ulama say after this only about just over 80 ayat were revealed in the Quran, but none had to do with any injunctions, laws, commandments. They were just encouragements, etc. So in other words, deen was complete. So over a period of 23 years of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah completed our deen, and Allah refers to that al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today I have completed your deen for you. In other words, Allah gave us a complete deen. And this deen of Allah, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed my ni'mat. And ni'mati, ulama says, where Allah says my ni'mat, it refers to a very special favor. Like a father will do so much for his son, a mother will do for his daughter, but one thing they say, this is my special favor. So like that, this very special favor that Allah gave us was this complete deen of Islam. And وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Allah spelled it out and made it clear that I am pleased with Islam as your deen. Deen, yeah, is not like what we will say religion. Like Jews got their religion, Hindus got their religion, etc. But deen is a complete way of life. From birth to death, from morning to night, a way of life. That is what Allah has given us, this complete way of life. And like many of us also today, we are Muslims, you know. We go to work, there are Jews also, there are Christians also, there are Hindus also. And when we eat, then we will eat our type of food. Now, eating time, we are applying it. But the rest of the time, we are with the others. And if it's sports time, for example, where there is sports, we play all sports together. And if it's praying time, Jew will go to his place, Muslim will go to his place. But what Allah says, your complete way of life, you have got a special way of life. And when this religion started, this way of life, then comes in the hadith, Bada al-Islam ghariba. Islam started in a very strange and different way, different from everyone else. And Bada al-Islam ghariba wa sayaudu ila al-ghuraba. A time will come that again the people will say, but these Muslims are different people. They've got their own things. They do their own things there. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Fatuba lil ghuraba. Glad tidings. Those people will be the successful ones who that special way of Islam, the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who they live by. And the people recognize they are not just like one of us. They are Muslim people. Everything of this. Like today we see, alhamdulillah, a lot of effort was made on deen. Today we are, our dressing, we are different. Our woman's dressing is different. And all this at the same time is da'wat of Islam also. Because when they see Muslims dressed like this, when it's namaz time, Muslims will make a namaz. It's also da'wah. Eating time, a Muslim who is conscious, if we are like with other people at work, we take out our lunch. Now somebody took out their lunch, and their lunch is something else, and we explain there, this is halal. And there are many people, non-Muslims, especially the ZCC people, they want halal things. They say that is more delicious and it is more healthy, and there is no doubt. So even Islam's everything, for example, we go to the toilet, somebody else will go to the toilet. A Muslim will use water. And if we explain to the people that using of water for istinja, how essential and how good it is, what cleanliness there is in it. Their way of, for example, making stinger use for number one, they don't do anything, not even a tissue paper they use. And drops still fall, and all that is in the clothing. And besides that, it is napak, according to us, it is the amount of strong chemicals that is in urine, and that is very harmful for the body. With them, not only in the clothes, a few drops will fall on the body, on the thighs also. And it is most unhealthy. And if it's number two, even worse, they use tissue paper. But actually, with tissue paper, there is no cleanliness. It is polishing. The same dirt, they are just polishing it. And with a Muslim, when he washes it, it becomes clean. And Allah gave us the best disinfectant, water. Nothing is better than this. So we are in a different, a complete different way. In one ayat Allah says, Inna deena inna Allahi Islam. The only religion, the only way of life that is acceptable by Allah is the deen of Islam. And we have to make so much shukr. One brother was just explaining, they were in Jamaat in Pakistan and they met a river from America. And then he normally start talking and he explained how he accepted Islam. He was a Christian, but he was not satisfied with Christianity. He knew it's not the right religion. So he was looking for the true religion. So one day he went into a synagogue and he met the rabbi. So old man, and he asked him, I'm to ask you a question, but tell me only what is the truth. That is what he was doing. So asked him, which is the true religion? So the rabbi told him, Islam. So he said, if it's Islam, why don't you accept Islam if you yourself are saying so? He said, I'm old now. There are a lot of challenges. My family will turn me out. My congregation will turn me out. And at this age of mine, perhaps in his heart he knows, but anyway, he didn't. So this person went, he went to a masjid and he accepted Islam. But then as unfortunately, he found that so many different sects in Islam also. We are so many different groups also. Now he was confused. Which is the right one? There are so many different ways. So he went back to that rabbi. So he told him those people who carry their bags with them. In other words, the Tabligh Jamaat. So then he went and he found that it is the true religion and the true way of life. And then he came for 4 months to Pakistan, then they met him, etc. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us by birth, we are in the right deen. And then in Islam, again, with all the different sects, Allah put us in the right sect, in the right group. We can't make enough shukr. We have to think that if a person has to pray, a Hindu understands what is the right religion. A Hindu girl, Hindu man, boy, anyone, Christian, how the sacrifices they have to make, how the challenges they have. The family, if the wife doesn't want to accept the deen, if your children don't want to, what they want. There are so many black people who accept Islam. And when they go home, the students, etc., what we know, they got a big problem with halal and haram. At home now nobody, and they don't cater for them. For them it doesn't mean anything. And we take it for granted. We go home, we don't have to ask is your food halal. We just take it for granted. Our whole environment, we make salah, it's nothing. People are happy you make salah. But for them, they have to go and make salah is a big problem. What is this what you are doing? They want to give adhan for namaz is a big problem. They want to make namaz is a problem. For us, it's all taken for granted. Allah make us appreciate our deen. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna deena inna Allahi Islam. This Islam, Allah is the only religion, only way of life which is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَقْتَغِي خَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ And whoever will choose any other way of life besides Islam, it will not be accepted for him. This is the only way that is acceptable by Allah. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And in the other, in the year after, Akhirah, he will be from the losers. He will have lost out everything. So we have been given. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Muslims conquered Baytul Muqaddas, at that time, the whole event is lengthy, but those people wanted the Amirul Mu'mineen to come. When Sayyidina Umar came, and first the Muslims, poor people, they told him to dress nicely, these are very like cultured people, use a good conveyance, a good way of coming in there. But finally he went just as his original way. He was leading the camel, walking as the Amirul Mu'mineen, and his slave was sitting on the camel. And then he went with patches on his clothes. Those people went, they accepted Islam. And they told that this is the description in our kitabs, how the Amirul Mu'mineen looked. And when the Muslim people told him to wear the smart clothes, and like how up to them, how today we want to be like the other people, we must be also like them. We mustn't look different. We must dress like them. We must be like them. Do our things like that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah has given honor and greatness in Islam. Allah has given us honor. وَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And if we see our honor and respect in anything else besides Islam, that I'm a professional, I'm a doctor, I'm a very wealthy man, I'm a very prominent man, in anything else besides Islam, Allah will disgrace us once more. Today we find that in the world, in the eyes of the people of the world, we are disgraced people. Because we are looking for our izzat, our honor, not in Islam, we are looking it in other things, whether it's university degrees, whether it is our profession, whether it is what investments we have got, how big bank balance we have got, what kind of car I'm driving, what kind of a house I'm living in, what is my lifestyle. We're looking at those things and we're respecting on that. Allah says, Allah will disgrace us once more if we do. And if we do look for Islam, Allah will give us honor. So this is also very important, that this Islam is not the Islam of the 21st century. It is the Islam of the 7th, 8th century, the time of Rasulullah. It is not the Islam of this 14th century, 15th century, but it is the Islam of the beginning. That Islam which Allah gave to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to adopt that way of life. As much as we can, we have to, our success is not like going forward, but going back to the time of Rasulullah. If a person is very thirsty and he goes out of the town and he goes in the desert, in the jungle, his thirst will just increase all the time. He's not going to find water. And if he goes in the desert, the more he goes, the more he's going to feel thirsty. But if he comes back to the city and he opens one tap, water will just gush out of him. So we have to not go forward, we have to go back to Medina. Medina of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is where our success is. And it is so important for us that it is our great, our honor and respect lies in there in this world. And more important, our heart. When we die, how will my mortal? And if we don't have that Islam, and I think, like for example, we give somebody, just an example, a glass of Coke, we black Coke, but actually it is black vinegar, it is not Coke, it is not Pepsi, but the person thinks it's Pepsi, but it is black vinegar. The first sip he takes, he will be very offended, and how will he feel? So just like that, if the name is Islam, but the content is not Islam, is the opposite of Islam. And today, our businesses, for example, many Muslim shops, we have seen also that goods once bought will not be accepted, you can't return it. But how many Jewish shops we have seen, that if you are not satisfied with your sale, we will happily accept again if you bring your goods back again. And many other things also. What was our things, they have taken. And on our things which we have left, today we are facing the consequences. So Islam is not just the name of Islam, that I'm a Muslim, but the context must be Islam also. That is what is very, very important. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say that the time will come that to love on that Islam, it will be like holding burning coal, charcoal in your hand. And we have to take consonance from this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not say you will have to have burning coal, light burning coal. So it's not so difficult. It will look difficult to practice on Islam, but it will be like these lessons, not actually. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that we have to live according to this deen of ours, which Allah has completed. Now we can't bring changes in them. So also like today, very commonly, which we all accept, it's a matter of life and death. That is also on our time. Very important, very urgent. It's a matter of life and death. But for a Muslim, much more important than that is, it's a matter of iman and kufar. Is my iman going to be intact, or when I go out of the fold of Islam? It's a matter of jannat and jahannam. That should be our worry. Well, this what I want to do, this we were tasked to do, is it going to take me to jannat, or is it going to take me to jahannam? And today also, we just worried of dunya. My dunya must be alright. My house, my car, my family must be comfortable, everything. All that we are worried. And our deen and our akhirah. Dunya is temporary. It's when there's a fakir. And when mort will come, and nobody can escape mort. Nobody whatsoever. Mort is fixed for every person. Whatever the excuse can be. Just like somebody made an observation. That if you take the COVID test and you are positive, and you die within 28 days, even if somebody shot you, or even in a motor car accident, it's the rule of the government. Within 28, some countries got different number of days. You are COVID case. Whether you died in a motor car accident, whether you drowned, but you are positive, so you are COVID case. On the other hand, if you take the vaccine, and in 2 minutes you develop symptoms and things, and it's not the vaccine. It is something else that is good. For the COVID, it's the COVID, no matter what the cause can be after that, it's a COVID. And if you took the vaccine and you died also, or you became unhealthy, it's not the vaccine. It's the others, whatever else. So anyway, mort is fixed, whatever the cause of it. And nobody can escape mort. For a mu'min, he should welcome mort. If we are prepared, if a person is preparing for his marriage and he's hoping to have a good life with his wife, everything of the girl. He's not frightened to live. The girl is not frightened. She feels it leaving her mother's home. But she's not frightened. She looks eagerly for it. She prepared. The parents prepare her to so. All her things that she's getting married. Like that, if we were prepared for her, for more, we will be happy. And till today, the people in Palestine, and more than that, the people in Afghanistan, where when bullets can be coming, they go forward and they go. Little children will go. They're not frightened for wars. And they know that Shahadat is in front. If we read the history of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah, the Sahaba, young Sahaba, old Sahaba, looking forward to dying. Because they know that if we get Shahadat's mark, the best jannah you will get. Highest stages of jannah. So for a mu'min, somebody said beautifully, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't fear for us and didn't warn us against Wuhan, where the virus started. He warned us, he feared for us for Wuhan. And Wuhan is that my ummah will have fear for death and love of dunya. They will love their dunya and they will have fear for death. Unfortunately, that is what has come to us. That we are fearing death. And nobody can escape it in any case. Why? Please prepare for it. When you have to go, you've got no choice. Prepare for it. And we should breathe of our choice. And living our deen, which is a perfect, beautiful deen, we will see the fruit of it in this dunya. And at the time of Mu'adh and after that, much more we will see the results. So Allah give us all tawfiq that what great treasure Allah has given us. Let us realize that this is a great treasure. To live by it, to die by it, to live for it, and to die for it. This is our great honor. And in any case, if we don't do that, still we're going to die. And Allah save us that it must not happen that we lost our passport of Iman on the way. If that happens and we have to die without our Iman, we are in the grave. We will be in grave problems. In very grave, dangerous problems. So Allah give us tawfiq, guide us all to righteousness. Let us appreciate we've got the masjid here. We have got the environment here. Great big mammoth of Allah. Keep our masjid abad. Come to the masjid. This is the place of Allah's rahmat. Allah's rahmat is pouring down. Malaika of rahmat are in the masjid all the time. Allah's rahmat is here. So let us come to the masjid. Ramzan is coming. Let us turn more to deen. Come more towards deen. And Ramzan is the ideal time. It is the wonderful farm for the akhirah, where we can just plant and grow deep in Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu.